This is Charlie.
And hi, this is Allie from Insight.
And this is Actual Innocence.
Hi, this is Brooke. You're listening to Actual Innocence, a podcast raising awareness of wrongful conviction. Today's episode is going to be a little different. It's not the story of an exoneree, and it's not the story highlighting an Innocence Network agency. Today's episode is going to be a reflection. I know what my stats look like for non-exoneree episodes. Please, give this one a chance. There are a lot of exoneree clips throughout. Actual Innocence has been around for a little over a year. I think some celebration is in order for the show and for the cause it represents. And to celebrate you, the listener, for your support. This weekend, I've been at a conference with other podcasters and many listeners. It's actually driven my desire to make this episode, an episode which will highlight the motivation, the goals, and ultimately, the future of Actual Innocence. This episode has three paid sponsors. I don't get to choose the ad placement because, as an indie podcaster, I don't have the negotiation power of a broadcasting network. I get it. I listen to podcasts, too. I try to think of ads in the middle of an episode of an indie podcast as paying more to eat local. At the end of the show, there will be two trailers for other indie podcasts. Not sponsors, just me connecting you with great content. If you're a credit skipper, it's okay, no judgment, but you might want to check out the trailers. I want to tell you about one more thing, a project, a podcast that I've been a part of and is definitely worth checking out. A&E is making a new podcast about an old favorite TV show. It's just come back to TV with new episodes. It's called Cold Case Files. Basically, a cold case is one that has no leads and little hope of being solved. Cold Case Files, the podcast, talks about the few cold cases that are solved and the effects that that crime had on the victim and those around them. If you're interested, it's on most of the podcast apps. Cold Case Files, the podcast. Our first sponsor today is Simply Safe. Getting a good night's sleep is easier said than done, especially if you just heard a noise downstairs. Think about it. What do you do in that situation? You could turn on all the lights and keep watch. You could check your kid's bed every hour. Sleep with one eye open, or you could rest easy, knowing that your home and family are protected with Simply Safe. When you install your Simply Safe home security system, you're arming your home with powerful sensors that actually tell you if a door opens or if a window breaks. There's a 105 decibel siren that alerts you at the first sign of trouble. You'll have a dedicated team of security professionals watching over you 24/7, ready to send the police. With Simply Safe terms, there are no long-term contracts. Around-the-clock monitoring is only $14.99 a month. So, don't spend another night second-guessing your home's safety. Get Simply Safe and get some rest. Go to simplysafe.com/innocence and get a special 10% discount when you order today. That's simplysafe.com/innocence for 10% off your order. simplysafe.com/innocence. A lot of people don't know this, but Actual Innocence was actually my second podcast. The first podcast I did was inspired after a coworker and I both watched Making a Murderer. We didn't know about wrongful convictions, and we wanted to spread awareness to others who might not know. Sometimes when I think back about it, my inexperience at that point makes me laugh. Here's a short clip so you can laugh with me.
We both have a strong sense of social justice.
We are not going to give you clinical advice.
Punch people.
We don't want to know about it.
Average law-abiding citizen.
Right.
Bad boys.
Well, we'll do our best.
We'll try really hard.
I mean, spoiler alert.
No. Do you think he's guilty?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah.
I don't know.
When I listen, it brings me back to the beginning. When I was a hobby podcaster that was paying to advocate for a cause I believe in. Over the course of the original podcast, I'd come in contact with a man named Imran Syed. He's part of the Michigan Innocence Clinic and has been a huge resource and helper.
My name is Imran Syed. I am an assistant clinical professor at the University of Michigan Law School, and I teach in the Michigan Innocence Clinic, which is where I supervise students working on cases for Michigan inmates who may have been wrongfully convicted.
Our final episode was an interview with an exoneree, before I really knew how to record, and before I really knew how to edit. That exoneree's name was Julie Baumer. And her interview is actually episode 3 of Actual Innocence.
I'm Julie Baumer, and in 2003, my sister gave birth to It was an unplanned pregnancy, and she gave birth to a little boy. After he was born, he had a collapse, took him into the ER. They immediately diagnosed it as child abuse. And because I was being the primary caretaker, I turned myself in at their request. But in 2005, I was convicted, and I was sentenced 10 to 15 years.
Ironically, I met Julie this year at the Innocence Conference, and she had no idea who I was. This woman had made such a huge impact on my life, and yet she didn't even know it. When that podcast had finished its goal of 10 episodes, my co-host, Jessica, had to say goodbye. There just weren't enough hours in the week for her. I, however, had been bitten by the podcast bug. I needed to keep going. The ability to mass advocate was amazing to me. I was overwhelmed by how powerful interviewing an exoneree had been, so I decided that I wanted to create an entire podcast that shared that experience with listeners. And enter Actual Innocence. My first interview for Actual Innocence was with a man named Greg Taylor.
My name is Greg Taylor. I spent almost 17 years in prison for a first-degree murder I did not commit. I was exonerated in February of 2010.
I scheduled an hour with Greg. I was so nervous. We talked over Skype. The interview lasted over 2 hours and ended up as a two-part episode and a bonus. It was incredible. And every time someone emails me and tells me they enjoyed his story, I'm reminded of that experience. He was amazing at telling it, and I'm frequently told that the story about his daughter's wedding brings people to tears.
You know, she was, the first thing I missed in prison was her 10th birthday. You missed all those Christmases and everything, and I missed her 16th birthday, and I missed her high school graduation, I missed her college graduation. I missed her marriage. I missed the birth of my first grandson. And, then by the time I get out, she's 26 years old. She's got her own family, and I go to live with her, and I have a $40 gate check. So that's the way it started out, but it was wonderful, absolutely. I would like to talk about her wedding just for a minute, if you don't mind. She would come to see me. She came with my wife a lot in the beginning and then just a couple of times after my wife left. And I think the hard thing about it, that particular aspect of things for me, was that I felt like she was coming up there looking for a father. And here I was, just this mess of a person that, really was just at that time, just totally focused on just getting out. I didn't know how to be anything else at that time. And so I felt like it would make the most sense to her if I just, if she just went on with her life, like I was, not there. So I didn't see her for a lot of years. And when she was 18, and I would write her and stuff, and she would write occasionally. But when she was 18, I sent her a birthday card, and I told her, it's not that I did not want to see you. I just didn't think I could see you. But now it's your decision. You're 18, and if you want to visit, then that would be great. And she came up that weekend and came up every chance after that, when she would go off to college and come back and visit. She would always make the time to come up and see me. And then she gets this boyfriend, and they get engaged. And I keep thinking, well, okay, maybe they'll just like quietly go somewhere and get married. But she's talking about preachers and bridesmaids and dresses and stuff. And I was like, okay, well, thinking to myself, who's going to walk her down the aisle? And I never had the courage to ask her that. Finally, the very last visit, right before she was going to get married a couple of days later, we're sitting there talking, and the visit was over, and we both stood up to give our, goodbye hug. And I looked at her, I said, Kristen, I said, how are you going to get down the aisle? And she looked at me, and she says, I'm going down the aisle by myself. Then nobody can take your place.
I discovered early on that the issue with doing a podcast that includes an interview as the main feature is that you have to work around other people's schedules. You also have to remember that when you work with people who've experienced a trauma, sometimes they will cancel. It's hard when you're an independent person to accept that, in reality, you have very little control over your schedule, because my schedule is dependent on the follow-through and schedules of others. So I was doing it. I was paying to do it, but I was making a podcast more or less on my own terms, and it was advocating for a cause I believed in. I was fortunate enough to become part of an advocacy podcast network for a short time, and my show began to grow. At this point in my podcast journey, I also became sick. I have a chronic illness, and it felt the need to make its first appearance in my life in December. I put my notice in for my job as a therapist, which I loved. I was determined to support myself, though, with a chronic illness, through podcasting. It was work that made me feel fulfilled, and also something I could do to work from my bed. It's not as easy as you might think. I joke sometimes that I'm always and never working, but I'm really always and never working. I had to convince myself that it wasn't wrong for me to be an advocate, make a podcast, and also to get paid for my work. Here I am 6 months later, working from a different closet, hosting multiple podcasts, and loving every minute of it. This weekend brought together a lot of my podcasting friends. I love the podcast community. I think there are so many industries where everything is a competition to be better than the others. Maybe we're doing it wrong, but I've noticed that the competition in podcasting has been replaced by support and a desire to help your colleagues rather than crush them. The thing that really keeps me going is when people tell me about how my podcast has positively impacted them, like Megan from Canada. I met her this weekend.
After listening to Brooke's podcast, Actual Innocence, I was just kind of floored by, I guess, not even really thinking about this initially, about how much time is wasted by these people that are, you know, accused of a crime that they didn't commit, and how much time is wasted. After listening to one of the first episodes of Actual Innocence, I decided to start supporting the Innocence Project down in the U.S. Canada has something similar, but I find that there's a lot more exonerees in the U.S.
I'm a social worker doing a podcast, and hearing that I have advocates among my listeners makes me feel amazing. I recently closed my Patreon because I wasn't able to keep up with the perks, but the overwhelming support that I received emotionally and financially was amazing. Another supporter, a listener who's been with me as long as I can remember, is Christy. I met her in Atlanta at my meetup, and she's had my back ever since. She was the only one to send me a voicemail for Actual Innocence's birthday.
Hi, Brooke. It's Christy Tarver from Atlanta. Happy birthday and congratulations on your success. Wanted to say thanks for all you guys are doing, and I do believe that you are bringing awareness to your cause. My favorite memory was being able to meet you all at the meetup here in Atlanta, and then afterwards I became a Patreon, and then I was able to hear your audio recordings of you guys before and after the meetup and your meetup at the Georgia Innocence Project. Again, thanks for all you do. Loved your conference, your recordings of you being at the conference. Look forward to more. Thanks, Brooke.
Thanks, Christy. And thanks, Larry. I'll never forget that you saved my life. We need to take a short break for our second sponsor. You know those people that are just hard to shop for? Like your significant other or your sister? It's just the worst trying to find a gift that A, you'll know they'll like, and B, won't cost an arm and a leg. Well, I'm going to make it easy for you. Pro Flowers is my go-to for flowers. They're fresh, priced right, and are a perfect gift for literally anyone. And they get delivered straight to the recipient's door. How easy is that? And right now, Pro Flowers has a special offer for our listeners. Get $10 off your purchase of $29 or more. This deal works best on best-selling gifts like their 100 Blooms Bouquet, a dozen red roses, or even their totally unique plant gifts. To snag this deal, just go to proflowers.com and enter code AI at checkout. I used ProFlowers recently for my mom's birthday. They were beautiful, and it helped ensure my position as favorite child. Do yourself a favor and help out our show by supporting ProFlowers. I know you have either a birthday or a special occasion coming up. So right now, get $10 off your purchase of $29 or more at ProFlowers. But this deal definitely won't last long. Just go to proflowers.com and enter code AI at checkout to get the special deal. At the last conference I attended, I was the only podcaster with a table. So to be somewhere that had an entire room of podcasters at tables was amazing to me. I was with my people, the people that understood how the flip side of podcasting works. There are a few shout-outs that I need to give. If you're looking for further podcasts, please press pause and get a pencil. First and foremost, the ladies of Insight, for always supporting me and also putting on a great podcast. I also want to give a shout-out to the podcasts Already Gone and Thin Air. I think we all started around the same time, and it's been great growing together as people and as podcasters. One of the podcasts that I first listened to was called Serial Dynasty, which has evolved into a show called Truth and Justice. Interestingly enough, this show was my inspiration to become a podcaster. Bob, the host, used to be a fireman, but because of the support of his listeners, he was able to become a full-time podcaster. I wouldn't have known this type of transition was possible if it were not for him.
My name is Bob Ruff, and I am the host of the Truth and Justice podcast. I have been a firefighter since 2001. I started off as a volunteer firefighter, and then I worked full-time for Niles Township here in Michigan. Moved my way through the ranks there up until I was the lieutenant and acting chief when I left there to become the fire chief of the North Berrien Fire Department in 2012. I served my last 3 years in the fire service as the fire chief at North Berrien, and where I took an early retirement January 1st this year to work full-time on the Truth and Justice podcast. And through my 15 years in the fire service, not only to serve as a firefighter, but I was also an arson investigator. I was also the director of fire science for Southwestern Michigan College, where I taught fire cause and determination.
A couple of the big-name podcasts were here this weekend, like Generation Y. The hosts, Aaron and Justin, are so helpful and down-to-earth. There was also True Crime Garage at the next table, and it made me smile every time I saw the captain passing out my stickers. I also got the privilege to meet the women behind the podcast Accused. I'm overwhelmed by all of the love and support within the community of podcasters. Here are some of the podcasters that happened to be standing near my recorder this weekend.
I'm Jordan. I'm from Thin Air Podcast, and I came to CrimeCon with my partner, Daniel, co-host, not partner, in order to meet all of the wonderful podcasters here. I think that's probably the biggest reason why we're here, is to meet everyone.
Hi, my name is Daniel. I'm from Thin Air Podcast. And the reason that I came here is because it kind of reminds me a little bit of like a Looney Tunes reunion, where you have all these different characters that you see in different shows, that they all come together in this one show. It's a really bizarre situation, all these crazy personalities together in one spot. It's just quite the sight to see. And so that is the reason why I am at CrimeCon.
Hi, I'm Ali from Insight, and I'm mainly here to meet all my pod friends and meet listeners.
I'm Charlie from the Insight podcast, and I'm here to meet other podcasters, if I'm being completely honest.
Jeremy.
My name's Justin. I'm from the Generation Y, and I was asked to be here, and I don't turn down things because I'm sort of a yes man.
Hi, this is Nina. I just came here to meet the lovely and talented podcasters on Podcasters Row.
Hi, this is Lainey from True Crime Fan Club, and I'm here to meet all of my wonderful pod friends.
Hi, I'm Jeremy from Podcast We Listen To, and I'm here for free merch.
Did you get a Jim Y sticker?
Actually, I'm Jeremy from Podcast We Listen To, and I'm here for free merch to give to you guys in the 10,000 member giveaway.
When a person is overwhelmed, as a therapist, oftentimes I would talk about the present. We've heard it. Be present in the moment. Right now, everything is okay, so just live for right now. And that's true most of the time. My present is really busy, so sometimes I forget. My one podcast eventually became two. And because, if you're still listening at this point, I think you've probably got until at least the credits, I'm going to take a minute to tell you about my other podcast. Convicted. It's a long-form podcast, 11 episodes plus 3 panel shows. The subject of Convicted, Richard Nicholas, has been incarcerated for 20 years for the murder of his 2-year-old daughter. When I was approached about this story, I vaguely remember saying, that's not really what I do. However, after reading it, I knew it was something I had to do. It called to me, and I accepted the charges.
This was a horrible crime. A young girl, a child, died brutally. Her family understandably wanted justice. Well, this event in 1996, Baltimore City, and an entire city wanted justice.
Over the past year, this podcast has taken me out of my comfort zone. I've gone down paths I didn't want to travel and researched things that I had no desire to know about. But despite those things, I couldn't walk away. There are so many twists and turns in this story and a theme of injustice that compelled me to share. When a judge makes the statement,
"I don't know what the facts are of this case. I am not the jury of this man's guilt or innocence. But I know a Brady violation when I see one, and this is pretty clearly a Brady violation."
Before writing in his ruling that, quote, "the state put on a circumstantial case in which much of their evidence was disputed, and the results of which," he went on to say, "was a verdict unworthy of any confidence." At some point, I'm not sure when, this journey also became about my desperation for answers. It could be that
in this entirely circumstantial case against the defendant, the only issue was when that death occurred.
But it doesn't feel that simple to me. I need to know, how can the path to justice become so broken that the cracks in the system are so blatantly obvious, even to a regular person, like me? So spoiler alert, I'm not a famous radio personality, and what you're about to listen to was not produced in an NPR studio. As a matter of fact, it wasn't produced in the studio at all. Brought to you from the walk-in closet in my bedroom, I'm Brooke, and this is episode 1 of Convicted. I don't know if Mr. Nicholas is innocent or guilty, and to be frank with you, that's not really my concern. What I am concerned with is if he got a fair trial, if the prosecution cheated or hid evidence, or if the defense didn't quite meet the challenge. What I'm interested in is if the judge's jury instructions were biased, or if a juror who stated he couldn't be impartial became the foreman. Because everyone deserves a fair trial. If we condone someone who is guilty not receiving a fair trial and let the players in the legal system cheat, then we've set precedents that will allow for an innocent person to get convicted by the same trickery. And that is not okay. If you haven't listened to Convicted, I would recommend it. Episode 5 just dropped, and 6 will be out next week on June 19th. I need to take a second to introduce my final sponsor, Third Love. I really do love them, and they have been a huge relief to me at this conference. I have fibromyalgia, and so sometimes even my shirt rubbing against my skin is too much. But Third Love had my back and front for comfort this weekend. Stop tugging at your bra straps and second-guessing your size. It's time to put fit first with Third Love. Third Love uses women's real measurements and super smoothing memory foam to create bras that fit better and are more comfortable. They offer sizes from AA to G, as well as their exclusive half-cup sizes. Just answer a few simple questions online and Third Love will recommend a bra in the right size and style for you. And now, Third Love is offering you a chance to try one of their perfect 24/7 bras free for 30 days. Just pay $2.99 for shipping, and you're on your way to a perfect fit. You get to really live in the bra. Feel free to wash it, wear it all day, and you might even forget that you're wearing it. If Third Love isn't your new favorite bra, just return it or exchange it for free. Go to thirdlove.com/actual now to get your perfect Third Love bra and try it for 30 days. That's thirdlove.com/actual to try your new favorite bra for free. thirdlove.com/actual. I want to take a little bit of time to talk about the future. Because really, after this moment that we're living in is over, it becomes the next, and then the next, and then the next. I've been asked a lot lately, especially after I closed Patreon, what's next for Actual Innocence? Where does it go from here? Are you leaving? Those are great questions, and I guess the only answer I have is, I'm going to go wherever it takes me. I have no intentions of closing up shop or shutting down. Actual Innocence is my baby. It's where I really found my pod wings, and it's making a difference. It's making a difference to the exonerees, it's making a difference to the listeners, and it's made a difference to me. It's given me hope that even a person with a sick body can help people and be successful. It's also opened up new doorways for me that I never thought possible, like this one. Just a couple of months ago, actually it was while I was at the Innocence Conference, I was contacted by A&E about hosting a podcast for their network. Not just a podcast, but their first podcast. Of course, I did the same thing that anyone would do when you're contacted by a TV network. I told them I was at the Innocence Conference, but I would get back with them the following week. I kind of laugh at this now because people have given me a hard time. They told me what I did was akin to hanging up on them. That made me laugh, because I feel like it was just me being me from the very beginning. Cold Case Files, the podcast, has been such a learning experience for me, and I think for their podcast team, though I won't put words in their mouth. When a person who podcasts in her closet joins a team of people that are used to working on TV and in an atmosphere of, well, whatever the opposite of small business is, things get interesting. I've discovered that the goal is the same, even though the process through which it's achieved is a little bit different. The goal is to connect with the listeners, to share important information with them, and to put out the best podcast that you can. I think Cold Case Files, the podcast, does a really great job of that. I mean, I'm no Bill Curtis, but I'm not supposed to be. I'm just me, and that's enough.
I'm going to... Okay, so in the spirit of me being blunt,
okay,
I think you have a tendency sometimes to like, I don't know if it's like a pausing thing, but like,
yeah, I have awkward pauses. I get that comment all the time.
Yeah. Sometimes the sentences sound almost as though like they're being
read,
like not read, but yeah, I mean, I guess read, but even like
an 8-year old doing a book report. Yeah, I know.
That would be maybe like the harshest possible way to put it.
Really? Because I got that comment like 50,000 times and convicted.
Okay. Well, those people are not, that's not very constructive criticism.
Remember, if you're a credit skipper, no judgment. There are some great podcasts after the credits, though. You might want to stick around and listen. Also, I'll have a list of the previously mentioned podcasts in the show notes. Thank you so much to Sean for his help at the conference this weekend. Also, thank you to Simply Safe, Pro Flowers, and Third Love for sponsoring today's episode. It truly wouldn't be possible without their support and also your support. If you can't financially support our sponsors, trust me, I get it. You can still show support to us by giving them a shout out on social media and letting them know you heard about them from Actual Innocence. Visit our website, actualinpod.com, for more information about the show. And be sure to check out our new podcast, Convicted, on your favorite podcast app. Our theme song is by Andy Cohen. Until next time, listen, learn, and advocate for justice. Thanks again, and always, for listening.
I'm Nina Instead, host of the Already Gone podcast. Each week, I share stories of the missing, the mysterious, the murdered, and the lost. Stories that I share tend to focus on Michigan or the Great Lakes region, and they're stories you may not have heard before. I hope you'll join us.
Hey everybody, this is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And we're the hosts of the brand new podcast, Is This Adulting?
Every week, we're going to sit down to have a discussion about life, culture, our own mental health struggles, and just about anything you can think of.
Have you ever wondered which breakfast cereal's the best?
Or how to help your friends who are dealing with mental illness?
Or why waterbeds were a thing?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, then have we got a show for you.
And remember, kids, be happy, stay healthy, and go hug someone.
Because you never know, they might just be starting a podcast.